Okay.
Well, I ain't doing that. Nobody want to hear that shit.
Nobody want to hear that shit.
It was good, y'all. This your boy, Retro. And this is the first episode of Rude Mates. We've been supposed to get this popped off, but, you know, shit happens, but we're going to make it work because that's what we do.
Life. You know what I'm saying? Life. Life be life, and dog.
Yeah, man. You see, no lie, how you came onto that mic, you sound like one of those NPR radio hosts.
Hi.
Yeah.
Welcome to Rude Mates. We are in the element. Setting. Small house. West side of New Orleans.
So you sound just like those people, bro.
Man, my baby mama used to listen to that shit.
For real?
Yeah, it used to drive me crazy. Some of the shit was informative. You know what I'm saying?
Right, some of it.
And whatever. That was back when I was into politics. I ain't doing that no more.
I used to listen to, what's that? 99.5? Is that 90?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what you're like, talking about.
It was talk radio.
That's... Just because I listen to NPR a little bit don't mean I know about talk radio now. I don't know shit about it. That's the only thing I listen to. My daddy be listening to that sports shit. Every time I get in this truck, I'm like, oh God, I don't give a fuck about any of this. You know what I'm saying?
Shit, your daddy some gambling
like,
or something?
It's like some riled up white guy talking about sports. You know what I'm saying? Nothing against riled up white guys. Well, actually, never mind. We ain't going to get into that. We ain't going to talk politics. Anyway. Canceled.
Facts. Anyway, you guys.
I'm sorry.
So me and Relic, we've been good friends for about a decade, might as well say.
Yeah.
What's all of that? No, what you was doing?
I was playing with this chocolate wrap. I am so sorry.
There's no chocolate in it though.
Yeah, that's the sad part now, huh?
Anyway, y'all. So yeah, we've been friends for going on 10 years. What the? What?
Y'all can tell we've been friends for 10 years. Fuck this man. I hate him. What a fucking! Every time he sleep on the couch, I just want to get the pillow. Just
every time he's every time he's asleep in his bed, yeah. I just wanna.
Oh damn! Now if anything happened to you, I'm gonna be the first suspect.
Yep.
Fuck.
That's right.
God damn it. I ain't even do that shit.
First episode.
That was just a joke, officer.
Now the podcast will become one of those murder mystery podcasts.
Ooh.
Ooh.
We might be entering a whole different lane now. You know
hey.
Saying?
Did Relic kill his roommate?
On episode one.
Death of the pillow.
You're the pillow?
I mean, you could say that, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. Then you're talking about large people, and then you might want to cancel. You're talking about, you're talking about all the big people.
I was
pillows.
Not implying no such things.
Some people could
you're
take that.
You're inferring incorrectly.
I'm not referring to anything. I'm just letting you know how PC you have to be nowadays. Like, you can't, like, you know.
Oh,
right. I can't tell a girl.
So
hey,
we're not going to make it past episode two then.
Because, not.
I mean, I'm pretty bad. You, however.
I'm terrible.
You terrible.
I am.
You just got to get the right subject. You just hit the fucking nail on the head. That's it. Oh, God. Another one of my friends don't like Raphael. God damn it, Raphael.
Also, you do have some friends that don't like me.
All my friends don't like each other. And that's all right. That's fine. But that's what pulls me. You see what I'm saying? If I was in a group, I could dedicate time to one group of friends. But no, I got to go over by this person because this person don't fuck with this person. I got to go over so here by them by this time because this person don't.
Who don't fuck with me?
We ain't getting into all of that, right?
Who don't fuck with me?
We don't talk about Bruno.
Fuck that nigga too then.
I never did like him.
A whole ass motherfucker.
I was that man for
I'm going to say
any rats
this.
In my house?
I'm going to say this, Playboy. Whoever is out your friends, don't fuck with me.
Oh, my Lord.
And if y'all listening to this shit, nah, shut up.
Somebody
let me say this.
Can we get a caller?
No.
Can we accept calls? I think I hear my phone ringing.
No, you don't hear shit.
We got a caller.
To any of y'all who don't like me.
Hello, who's speaking? Hi, this is Jackie.
Jackie, what you doing calling in?
What the hell, you bastard?
She called me a sick bitch the other day.
Why?
You sick bitch. It's a little old lady calling me a sick bitch. Because she showed me a picture on Facebook of some brisket, right?
Right.
Like some brisket, some juicy brisket.
Okay.
And I did a double take. I was like, oh, damn. I thought that was a big flitter jikey. Which, where I'm from, means big old
pull. Big old what?
Big old
pull. What are you trying to say?
Trying to not get canceled. Vagina.
Okay.
And she's like, you sick bitch. I'm like, but I'm sure if you looked in the comments, people were saying the same thing.
Probably right? So.
That's what it looked like.
It looked like vagina curtains.
Fuck, we're getting canceled. Episode 1.
Why we say vagina curtains? I ain't say.
Episode 1.
Shit. I ain't say that.
That's how my 10th grade history teacher used to say it. Stop being a pussy. I was like, what? It's like he breathed. Yeah, it's like he breathed in after he said pussy. It was a weird.
Pussy.
I'm just like, damn, that's how you say that shit?
Nigga was like, them niggas was saying the word pussy for 2 minutes.
Pussy.
Really doesn't suck. Pussy is really not a bad word.
A lot of people don't like it.
No, I know a lot of
like,
people.
I think
don't
it's
like
the aesthetic of it though that they don't like. Like it just sounds, I don't know.
Pussy. I heard moist. That was a word some people don't like.
Yeah.
Man, the way that sounds.
For some reason, I feel like I know people who don't like moist either. I like moist.
I like moist.
Like, I like a moist cake. You know what I'm saying? I don't
like
dry
moist
cake.
Pussy.
I like my cake to be moist.
I like moist.
Okay, Mr. Luderman. I don't know what his name was. I can't remember.
I'm not going to lie. The word cunt.
Uh-huh. Ooh, that one cuts like a knife.
Yeah. Ooh,
it's very blunt.
It is.
Can we say that? On this podcast?
I think we can.
We have freedom of speech?
Yeah, you do.
Is that a thing?
Well, so far.
Okay. I don't know. It seems, I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I'm worried about you.
Don't be.
I'm worried about you.
As long as there's some moist. Yeah, see.
I just want some moist cake. That's all I want. Some banana cake. Some moist banana cake. That sounds amazing right now.
No, what you got in that freezer for me sounds amazing.
That's just ice cream cake. That ain't nothing but some basic American processed bullshit. I'm talking about some real banana cake.
Yeah, I know that y'all climbed up the trees yourself.
Hey, and peeled it. Hey. Don't you ever, all the words you done called me, you call me a cheap Jew.
Mazel tov.
Yeah.
You called me, he said that, y'all. We're going to have to cut that out. Anyway, he called me a cracker.
Cracker ass cracker.
Yeah.
He called me the N-word.
Nigga.
Nigerian.
And then he called me.
How you going to say the N-word? You going to go back and say, oh, no.
Because I feel like, man, look, real talk. I grew up in a different era, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Latino. I was with my partners. I don't know. I listened to Big Pun too. You know what I'm saying? I was like, Big Pun saying this shit. It must be true. Latinos can say that shit. And now, you know, fast forward 10 years, yo, Latinos can't say that shit. I'm like, oh, fuck. I can't. My bad. I didn't know. I didn't
who
get
say,
the.
Who say y'all
nobody
can't
sent
say
me
that?
The, nobody sent me the memo.
Who said
you know
that?
Saying?
Who huh? From the black?
Personally, I would like to stop using it because
nigga, you can't.
Because only if I get pilled.
No, nigga.
Only when I get pilled, when I get drunk, when I get a little, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
It come out of me.
When that nigga get that do-rag in his head.
Bitch,
too,
don't
now.
Tell people I wear do-rags.
Yeah, this nigga, I bought
that's
him
a secret, son. My kids that. Don't even know that.
Why your kids don't want to know? Why you don't
I don't want me? Nobody to tell, oh, you now is appropriation. First you say a nigga. Now I'm like, no, all right, look. I just got natural man. Waves that I'm trying
look,
to make
I'm just saying, all
crisp.
I'm saying
like,
is,
I'm just, that's...
And all
that's
I'm the, saying is, bro, the only way you appropriate if you come out with a do-rag, wife beater, and a black amount in your head. Then I might say something about you.
I just bought that fresh pack of wife beaters.
Yeah, I know. But see, you... And where you bought it from?
I bought it from Walmart.
See, nah. If you ain't buy from the gas station, oh, you ain't here, nigga.
Yeah, get it from you're the right, gas station. You're right. I'm not hood. I don't claim to be hood. I don't claim that. Now, the hood love me. I love the hood, but I'm not born in there. I've been witness to the third world shit growing up. You know what I'm saying?
He been witness to the hood, but he's not hood. He get a pass in the hood.
I've witnessed that. Like, I've been around it all my life is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Yeah, his daddy was like, look at those hood niggers over there. Don't go over there. It's very bad.
Well, that's not what my daddy said. Okay. And you can't be saying shit like that because people gonna believe you.
His mama said it. He ain't say that.
Bitch, because you stupid. That's why I ain't say shit, because you aggravating. I'm talking about? Look, I don't know which FBI agent is listening to this. I want to smother Raphael with a fucking pillow. No, I can't say that. I can't say that because if something happened to you, somebody break into this bitch. And I always have an alibi, though. I always got an alibi. Fuck that.
Who gonna be alibi?
I'll never be nowhere by myself. If I ain't got my kids, I got my old lady. If I ain't got my old lady, I got you.
Facts.
Or Phillies. You know what I'm saying? Facts. Fuck. I always got an alibi.
You do. True that.
Shit.
You hear me? Shit, I'm about to start telling people, man, I was working at Phillies with Cam. But you hear me? Anyway, you know what? Let me tell you how racist they are.
Who they?
The Phillies. So,
you can't be saying this shit because people gonna believe you.
They know what? They gonna come to the restaurant and like, you know what? While I'm here protesting, let me get that serving turf. Hold the mail with your racist ass. You're
stupid. Why fuck you? You crazy, son. Hey, son. You are the worst type of funny on the planet. You know that? Hey, you're the worst type of funny. You're the type that gonna get you in trouble. Son,
straight funny. Up. Y'all fucking business increase, bitch. I want the bonuses that y'all get. Straight up.
What you talking about?
I'm talking about people like y'all start getting the influx after they hear this shit. Y'all getting floods and thing. I want a profit because I'm the one who got the motherfuckers there.
Yeah, I'll put this on record. I'll put this on the record. No, I got you. You know, I've got you. Man, look, don't make me start. Don't make me start hanging stuff over your head, bro. Please don't make me do it. I do it on radio.
Start that shit.
I do it on radio.
You would do it.
I do it. I am that motherfucker.
I'm going to hang it right back, motherfucker.
I am that man.
That's fine.
I am that man.
I know that. And guess what?
Mine's hang lower than yours. All right. So you can hang whatever, but we not, I don't know what we talk about no more. No
place. I don't care. You know? I don't give a fuck what you say.
Man, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. Cut. I didn't sign up for this shit. Can I get out of this? Hold on here. Take my headphone. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Tired of this shit.
That's all right. He does that like once a week.
All right. Yeah, back to what were we talking about? NPR.
NPR. Good morning. Have you had your coffee break?
This just in Philly Steakhouse. fuck you, son. If anything bad comes of this shit, though, I hope you know I'm whooping your ass.
You could try, but I mean, you know.
Raphael's going to have to do a public apology. Put him on Channel 4 News. I apologize. I was just joking. I was not being serious. I'm sorry.
Hey, and guess what? This is what I do.
They're giving me $20,000 to say this. No,
this is what I do, too. I put out an apology. I'm like, it's on my phone. Hey,
babe, hey. I went too far. Hey. I hope you know I love who you are. Yeah, you better Phillies. Do that. We've got the no. That's Arby's. We can't do that.
No, you can't do that.
What if I said it differently? Like we got the.
You say y'all use beef knuckles?
Yeah, sirloin.
Beef knuckles, sirloin.
Sirloin knuckles, yeah.
Sirloin knuckles,
yeah.
Okay, because me and Tiff, we got in an argument about that yesterday. I said, "Nah, man, they use sirloin." She said, "No, he said he used beef knuckles." I said, "I did the video." I mean, he said sirloin.
It's a beef knuckle. It's just a sirloin cut. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
It's y'all not both ground beef, okay?
No, it's not ground beef. God damn it. Don't bring that shit up.
Motherfuckers think it's Burger King.
We the only reason why we grind the sirloin like that is because we be so busy. We got to serve it up fast.
Yeah.
We got to serve it up
come
fast.
Come serve me my filet. Ooh, hot skillet. Hot, the hot skillet. Come serve me my filet. Bitch, I know you ain't making that for you. You got a whole Philly bounce song. Don't play with me.
Dear Diary.
Dear Diary.
Raphael is driving me insane. It is day 72, and I am on the brink of suicide. I tried jumping off my roof, but I just broke my ankle, so.
Dear Diary.
Oh, but you gotta
this
say.
This is retro. Day 72.
Your diary knows who it is. You gotta introduce yourself to your diary, you motherfucker.
This is my diary log. So could you get the fuck out of it? Thank you. Dear Diary. Sorry for being interrupted. This is day 72. I think things are going great over here.
I think he's gonna let me stay with him forever.
You know, my fiance almost did burn down his kitchen.
Jesus
but she
Christ.
Did clean the dishes today to, I think, make right. So she
said, didn't have to make right.
I told her that.
That's why she was washing the dishes. I thought you just put her ass to work.
I told her.
Hey, make me a sandwich.
No, I told her that you got a Mexican slave. It comes in clean.
Whoa. First of all, she's not Mexican.
She's Utilian.
She's Honduran.
Honduran. Okay.
She's from the same place I'm from. Third of all, I pay her
in pesos.
Dollars. We don't even use pesos in Honduras.
Dogecoins.
No, my Dogecoin are gone. Hurricane. What was her name, that bitch?
Everybody running from the motherfucking Ida. Everybody ducking from the motherfucking Ida. Everybody twerking for the motherfucking Ida. Ida,
that old nasty old.
That nasty. She took all my Dogecoin. That's what she did, that motherfucker.
Bitch didn't even spit it back out.
Oh, God. The turmoil after Ida. You know what? It kind of felt like I needed Ida, though, to be honest.
You did.
It kind of waked me up.
Wake me up!
You know what I'm saying?
I'm glad you did. I'm glad you woke up, man.
I'm woke.
Are you woke like old boy from the TV show Woke?
I ain't talking to trash cans, no. Oh. Or my pen.
Okay. Still talk to your penis, though.
I'm talking. Well, I mean, that's from, I think that's normal.
Just from growing up.
Nah, I'm just talking to you, Raphael. Just talking to you. Sometimes I'd rather talk to a fucking trash can.
You know what? If you're not thrilled with talking to me, you could just get the fucking go.
You know, it'd be funny if this like podcast ended in a fight. You just hear two people fighting. We should just do it, and then we should just cut this part out, and then do that. And that'll pop us off.
Maybe. Or we could just fight. And then they'd be like, damn, are they going to even come with an episode 2? And they would come out with episode 2.
Of course we're going to come out with episode 2.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we kind of be like, damn, they really got in a fight. And then when we start episode 2, it's like,
hey,
how you doing?
It's your favorite pals. It's Relic and Retro.
Hi. Hey, you guys.
Hey there, Ernie.
Hey, Bert, I got my bar of soap here.
Hey, Ernie.
Hey, Bert.
See, Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah, Ernie was the one I was trying to impersonate, my bad. Anyway.
Bert and Ernie, man, look at how long they did this shit together, living together.
Yeah, but they was homosexuals.
Where they?
Which is okay. Where but it made though? Sense. I mean, two dudes, they look kind of like middle-aged, too. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, we middle-aged.
Striped sweaters. You know what I'm saying?
You wear flower shirts.
Rubber duckies.
You have one. I'm just... I mean,
I'm just being a dick. No, but I think they came out and said that.
Did Bert come out and say, hey, you know, I like to suck
Hey, Bert. Dick. Hey, Bert. Let me play with your rubber ducky. Ooh.
Ernie.
I can't remember Bert's voice.
He had a voice like it was raspy. Like he was very annoyed. Like he'd be like,
Ernie. Like some Squidward shit? Or, I don't fuck. Like, I don't Ernie. Know. Like, SpongeBob.
Ernie. I heard those two were some homos.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
That's what I just said.
But that was obviously.
It wasn't obvious to me. I thought they were just cool buds. Cool buds taking baths together. Did they take baths together? I don't think so. Not on TV.
I mean, shit.
Man, look.
I mean, yeah. It
good is for Sesame is. Street. I'm proud of them introducing that shit early on into our, you know what I'm saying? Normalize it for us. So, because that shit needs to stop where people just look down on people because of their sexuality or they. Huh?
They got artistic puppets.
Autistic, you mean?
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said. I thought you said artistic.
It's not art. It's alt.
Huh?
Is it autistic?
Autistic.
Artistic. I was saying artistic.
I thought you said artistic. I don't know.
I've been calling these motherfuckers art.
My ears are big. They don't work, though. But which one was that? Who was autistic on Sesame Street?
They got one of them on there. Like, she don't like loud noises and shit.
Man, that don't mean nothing, man. I understand they came out with all this shit and, like, explained each character. What is Elmo? What was he supposed to be?
Oh, that bitch. No. I'm saying this is a new character they introduced.
Oh.
This isn't an old one. That's what I'm saying. They started to introduce all kinds of stuff.
Well, that's good. I have tranny puppets next. You know what I'm saying? Nothing wrong with that. Keep it coming. Good for Sesame Street. I'm glad my kids are very accepting of people. I'm proud of them.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they is. They just don't like you.
And that's a fucking problem.
Fuck them kids.
Because you're mean to them.
Because they are assholes.
Yeah, they fucking assholes, but you're not their daddy. I could be mean to them.
That's fine.
Anybody else who's mean to them, they'd be like, man, what the fuck?
Oh, I'm supposed to be saying, oh, hey, kids. Oh, you want to be an asshole to me? That's fine. Because I'm going
to
be
No, nice I mean, I don't give a shit whether you act like an asshole to them. I'm just telling you the reason why.
Fuck them kids.
You know what I'm saying? I agree with you. If you're going to be an asshole to me, I'm going to be an asshole to you. I agree with you.
You initiated.
But I'm just letting you know why they probably don't like you. Because, you know.
I don't take their shit.
And you're not their daddy.
I don't give a fuck.
So you can't get mad at them about that. I don't blame you for being an asshole, though. Just saying, because I feel like I wish I had the balls to be an asshole to somebody's kid who's an asshole. Because there's those kids where you just like you want to go to the parents and be like, "Hey, I don't know if you knew this, but your kid's an asshole." Like, I don't know if you knew this or not.
I mean, I don't see why you can't.
I don't know. That video you sent me with that guy sitting on the plane with the little girl, that was perfect. Right. That was spot on. I was like, man, I got kids. I can't be mad at this man. If you would have told me that, I would have been like. You know what, Sophia? He's right. He is fucking right.
That's all you can
I feel
do.
Played, and I want to punch him in the face, but...
You can't punch that man in the face.
But he's right. Damn. Oh, well, next time, honey, I'll make sure I get a window seat. That's my bad. That's daddy's bad. This guy talked to me like that one more time, though. I'm going to whoop his ass on this plane. I got a beard, too. They're going to fucking... They're going to be like... They gonna label me terrorist right off the bat.
I get
pulled aside at Disney World.
What I'm saying is though, bro, it's
sir,
like,
you need to step out of the line. Why? Because you have cargo shorts. That guy over there has cargo shorts. That guy over there has cargo shorts.
Your cargo shorts look like it could be housing weaponry of mass destruction. Sir.
It's whatever.
But no, man,
I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of not. Everybody, I get racist. I get fucking disrespected by everybody, son.
Bitch, I ain't when somebody disrespect you.
But I get accepted by everybody at the same time. It's whoever a double-edged sword.
Whoever disrespect you?
I'm just talking about because I'm so ambiguous. You know what I'm saying? Like, people just, I feel like I could be accepted anywhere, but also fucking being like, nah, you ain't this, you ain't that, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who you texting? Why are we doing our fucking... You know what? Fuck this shit, dog.
I'm gonna wake up
and go to the gym.
I know you ain't talking that shit.
Tiff, I see what you mean.
Oh, bitch, I'm cutting that part. Man, that part ain't gonna see the light of day, partner.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, so now we choosing what we're gonna cut out.
Oh.
Ooh.
Are you editing this or am I?
Bitch, I will break it to your laptop. And when I say break into it, I mean with a hammer. Like, I'm going to open it up.
I forgot you've been getting good with your audio and shit with GarageBand.
Yeah. I don't need you. I don't fucking need you. You think I need you? You know what I need?
Man, you better stop talking like that before Putin be like, can I come on your podcast?
Man, tell that bitch, come, boy. We're going to clown that nigga the whole time. See, hey, see what I'm talking about when I'm pill? It just slid right out. Just slid right out. I gotta stop. I'm tripping. And I'm talking about Putin. Shit.
Tell that nigga, come on. That nigga come on here, be like, I need to talk to America. Tell him, you know, and what I do is not very bad. I learned from Trump. You know, Trump, your ex-president, I learned from you. He told me, grab your cane by the pussy. And that's what I did.
And you know what? We're gonna make history when we ask him really stupid questions. What kind of shampoo do you use?
Do white women taste like white Russians?
How cold is it in Russia?
Do people rush in Russia?
We're getting canceled.
They can't cancel us.
We ain't even on yet.
Thank you.
This is the first episode. We haven't even put nothing out. We are not canceled 2 months later.
2 months later.
We're canceled.
How do you get your music on Apple?
Well, I ain't telling you that shit. You want to know all my shit? You better come pay me. You better come sit down with me and ask me for help as a friend. Or you better pay me for my services. I'm not here to help nobody because nobody ain't helped me.
Say, playboy, you can speak that shit to somebody else but me?
Shit.
Me?
I'm going to help my people. That's
yeah,
what I'm
motherfucker, gonna... I'm your people.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. No, bitch, I was going to remind you.
No, but we on air right now. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to tell you on air.
Don't tell me on air. Tell me
I'll tell you later. Yeah, yeah, I'll show you.
Show me.
Well, I'll show you.
In the bedroom?
What? No, my laptop's out here. What you talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I thought you said your laptop was in your room. On the bed. With the candles
yeah,
lit.
Yeah, Tiff, I know what you be talking about. I don't know what you be talking about.
What you talking about? What you trying to say? Partner. Why is that lampshade? Why is that lampshade there? Where is that? Where did that come from?
My ex's mama left that here. And I was going to throw it away the other day, but then I put it on my head. And I'm like, you know what?
I can use that.
I'm going to do that in the video or something. Because why not? Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
That's my problem is I give too much of a fuck. You see what Wu-Tang put out for Protect Your Neck? That video was, whew. But you know what? The music was so dope. The video was good too, though. It had that, they made it work. You know what I'm saying? Like it suited them.
They did. Well, that's the whole point of it. They wanted it to represent them. That's why I be trying to tell you, man. You worry about all that, man.
I got to find what suits me, though, here, man.
You should know by now what suits you.
Flower shirts, slacks, some nice dress shoes.
You talking about
Cuban
that
link?
Shit. I don't know because the Born to Lose shit don't fit that. That version of Relic St. Milo. And Born to Lose, St. Milo.
Mm.
It's two different things.
Well, we're going to figure that out. I feel like I got swag for both.
Swag?
I feel like I got swag for both. You know I be switching it up. Son. Sometimes I got the fucking button up with the wife beat, the chest hair showing, skinny jeans, sneakers, bam. You know, walk out the door looking good. You know what I'm saying? With my fucking clusters and they little honeycombs dripping from my ear. You know what I'm saying? In my rope chain with my little, I be looking good. So when I go out, my pinky ring. You know what I'm saying? I be looking good. So what I'm saying is, it's not the same thing every time. You know what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is that the same shit you gonna wear when you perform?
I'm gonna wear what the fuck I feel like wearing at the time, partner. Unless I'm signed to a label that fucking like no, which, you know what? I kind of like some of that shit. I kind of like some of that glitz and glam, some of that fucking wild looking shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what gets people. This is marketing. You know what I'm saying? You got to get people talking. Like, you think Bad Bunny really likes his nails to be done like a female's?
He
like,
probably do.
Like, he might. But do you think Young Thug like dressing up like a woman? He might have. Who knows?
He probably do.
But my opinion. They did that to get people talking about them. Right. Clout.
So what's up? You gonna put a corset on?
Look at fucking Wu-Tang. When they did that rah-rah shit up on the stage.
Put on the wedding dress for one of your videos.
I don't know, son. I don't know.
Why not?
It's a wedding dress.
So what?
You right. You fucking right, son. You right. I'll just fucking emasculate myself for the sake of the greater good.
For the greater good. Oh boy, nobody want to get their head chopped off. The boy said, hey, let me do it.
Let me get my head chopped off. All right.
Put the fucking dress on.
While I watch that video.
Put the fucking dress on. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Do what? Should I cry in a corner?
That'd be tight. That you like. So in the video.
Me in the wedding dress crying in the corner.
No, not that part. Oh. But you in the wedding dress being the woman in the video, and then it goes to you dressing as you.
That's some Eminem shit.
Yeah, I know. We had no Eminem shit in a long time.
I just don't know what that would.
For what song?
Right. Like, what? How would that pertain to anything I've written? Me marrying myself?
No,
I feel like I should be on some ignorant shit, like in a fucking club, fucking lipstick all over me, in the wedding dress, bottle of Henny, all my jewelry on, like fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Wearing it. Just be like.
Yeah. Not that.
Hater blockers on.
That would be cool.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah, you should do that.
Nobody take my idea. I don't think that wedding dress could fit me, Pop.
It's not supposed to fit you, Pop. You want to try it on now?
Fuck no.
Come on.
But no.
Why?
Because I ain't doing all that right now.
See, that's your problem, bro.
You got a sick, you know, you just want to see me in that fucking wedding dress, you sick fuck.
If you need me to zip you up, I will.
Well, I need you to zip me up. What you talk about? Like, yes, I'm going to need somebody to zip me up.
All right, then. So just say.
Oh, God. This is.
But you always talk about
pushing
the envelope and going to the extreme.
I hate this. Rafael is going to be the death of me.
That could be another video, man. You DJ, drive around. You got the dress on. You go up to girls and be like, hey, real question. This shit make my ass look fat?
I ain't got the balls to be doing shit like that.
Why,
I don't have the balls.
Why? You could do it.
Well, I'd be stuttering. I'd be like, hey, no, my bad, son. No. I was just, it's a joke, son. What you doing? You know what I'm saying?
No, don't ask no nigga, because they get ignorant when you come up with anything dealing.
Right,
anything
son. Like,
you
see them TikTok,
homosexual.
You see them TikTok boys that be playing pranks on people, and then they be trying to beat. I couldn't be that person, son. I don't give a fuck how much. I'm like, man, I'm not trying to dodge people trying to whoop my ass every day.
Yeah, no,
I ain't trying to do
things,
that.
No, I have.
Damn, I'm stressed out as it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nobody trying to fight me.
I have a limit. There's a certain threshold I don't cross. But like I said, man, you put on a dress, DJ walking, you and DJ walking around. You could just let DJ do the talk. And like, hey, let me ask you a quick question. His ass look fat in there? You get attention, bro.
I don't know about all that. I'll probably do it for a music video, but I don't know about all that shit.
It's content.
Yeah, see, but That's the shit I don't like about this business right now, son. It's the kind of want people up in my shit. Like Ed Sheeran said it, but Ed Sheeran. So that motherfucker, he got access to everything and everybody in the world. But he's like, man, I only post if it's about music. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yo, I wish I could do that and be successful. I just like whenever I drop a song, whenever I drop an album, make a post, boom. I don't want to be posting pictures of me and what I'm doing in my life. I ain't trying to.
It doesn't work like that.
I know, motherfucker. That's what I'm saying. I don't like it.
I'm just saying it's not gonna work like that being the genre of music that you're doing. Man,
what the genre gotta do about anything? You know what I'm saying? They got people right now who wear a mask. They got buku people who wear a mask. Nobody knows who the fuck they is.
What the fuck?
Selling records. You know what I'm saying?
What are you talking about?
I'm just saying, like, people don't need to know who you are, what you do all the time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That does not work for hip hop. You know that.
They got a hip hop dude. I can't remember his name, but I know. DJ put me on him. I'm gonna text him. I'm gonna ask him. I'm gonna tell you tomorrow. His shit was pretty cold too.
And he making money.
He's well known around the world. Dude be performing and shit. Yeah, and that's where you make your money right now is tours.
I understand that, but is he well known? Is he main?
No, he ain't no fucking. But they got people like I don't know. Yeah.
So that's what I'm trying to fucking tell you.
Yeah, MF Doom didn't ever.
If you want to just tour and do concerts, there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
If you just
want to make music and perform, and that's the level you're looking at.
I know. I just, man, fuck.
So you like Tiff. Tiff says she wants to still be able to go to the grocery store.
That's what I want, man.
And shop. But like.
Like currency got it made.
Go to exclusive events and, you know, like, people know who she is.
Right. No, facts.
What'd you say about Currency?
Currency got a maid. Man got money and he can go to Walmart and nobody don't give a fuck. Be like, oh, damn, that's Currency. You know what I'm saying? He just got respect in the city. He got his fan base. He don't need nothing else. He got his fan base. You know what I'm saying? Man got his money. Man. I don't want to be bombarded by paparazzi and shit. That shit's my, you know how much stomach ulcers I have?
Me?
Boy, I know you ain't getting on the phone.
Me?
I know you ain't getting on the phone. That's why.
I tell you one thing. I want that.
Raphael going to be calling paparazzi on himself.
Hey.
I heard Retro Ralph going to be at Waffle House in Avondale at 5 o'clock.
Fucking right.
You didn't hear it from me.
Who I'm talking to? Ralph. I'm Dexter.
Click, hang up.
I don't mind that shit, man. I don't. That shit don't bother me.
Fuck that.
Motherfuckers.
I like minding my own business. That's why I like doing.
Motherfuckers want to know what I shit last night. Collard greens. Fuck all that, man. I'm just saying, bro, you're going to have to deal with some type of fame to get to some type of money. Just what kind of level you
look,
bro,
we're going to just do this thing. We're just going to do this thing and we're going to see what comes of it. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? I'm open to all of it, but I'm just saying right now, my personal preference, my ideal situation, currency level, boom. I'm making money. I'm comfortable. You know what I'm saying? But I could get the fuck out of my house and mind my own business. You know what I'm saying? I like minding my own business, so I expect people to mind theirs. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. If people was in my face asking me all kinds of questions, boy, I'd probably be busting up some cameras. Son. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I know I'd be terrible famous, dog. I wouldn't even know half the celebrities in the motherfucker.
Yeah, we already said that. Yeah, you wouldn't know fuck.
Man, you can believe that motherfucker just bumped into me. You know who you just bumped into, Relic? The fuck? That was Bill O'Reilly. I don't know who the fuck that is.
Man, that was Michael Bolton, bitch. What are you talking
who?
About? Exactly. That's terrible. Oh, man.
I don't know no actors or nothing. I can't tell you that. I know.
Adam Sandler.
I know Jim Carrey. Adam Sandler. I can point Adam Sandler out of a crowd.
Man. And the funny nigga.
What?
And the funny nigga.
Who that is?
I don't know. I'm like, see, who's the funny nigga that you know? That you be like, that's a funny nigga right there.
I mean, I was a big fan of Bernie, but Bernie,
that was your favorite nigga.
Bernie was my dog, man. I love Bernie Mac.
That's my dog.
I mean, I grew up with Dave Chappelle, you know what I'm saying? I fuck with Kevin Hart. I know mainstream cats because I don't delve into anything, bro. I'm always busy. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just don't be having time to keep up with celebrities and what they're doing and who's doing this and who's doing that. I don't watch no award shows.
I don't either. I don't watch.
I follow Kevin Gates. That's about it. That's because I fucking love Kevin Gates' music.
I love you, Kevin.
No, look. Don't have Kevin come after me. I'm scared of him. I rock with his music. I know I would not want to hang out with him.
Why? Because you know he say he talks.
No, he
talks, baby. Because I love this game. Game loves me.
Because I know Kevin. Yeah. I know Kevin's real, son. Like, he going to be real, son. I ain't ready for that.
You don't think I'm real?
Shit. Look, bro.
You don't think I'm
Kevin real? Gates is 100% true to himself, son. That man, he ain't playing no part. That's why I respect him too, though. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I know he's got a like strong energy. You know what I'm saying? I watch his interviews and shit. And he's wild. He's out there. I ain't gonna lie.
All he got is a little feather in his head. And they say the boy will be dead.
Who you talk about? You trying to do Kevin Gates?
And that's how he be like. I be tired of the feathers on the line. That's how I feel like it'd be.
I don't know. I'll fuck with Kevin Gates. Anyway.
Satellite.
I don't like that song, though. That's the one Kevin Gates song I don't like. Son. That's the one he popped up on. But I don't like that song. But he got so much better shit than that, man.
Satellite.
That whole By Any Means album that he dropped. Bye. I memorized that bitch from front to back. No, that was Isla.
I remember when I used to think back. I think back when I inked that contract, looking back to the game. So quick, back look.
We getting off topic, Raphael. You falling asleep?
No, you talking about rap shit. I'm thinking about this old verse that GD did. Or was it Royce? It was one of them. But no, the reason I was asking about the whole how you put your music, because I think I'm going to put our old shit out there on Apple.
Yeah.
And see what happens.
Yeah, why not?
That shit, man. It's just sitting on my computer. You let the world know. Let them know about Collective Conscious. This is your nigga. You heard me? Big South.
That was your name, Big South?
Big South.
Big South.
Big South.
Man, I don't know how I settled on brother. Anyway, yeah, why not? You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta promote that shit though. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've been talking about with this marketing shit. This shit ain't easy. You can't just put something out there and expect to get some plays. You gotta fucking push that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I got a following, trust me.
You got what?
I got a following. And I got a song called The Hot Dog Song.
That shit.
That's like one of our first joints.
The Hot Dog Song?
The Hot Dog Song. I never played you the Hot Dog Song.
No.
Get the fuck out of here. I never. I really want a hot dog.
No.
Never heard that shit.
No.
Nigga, that's like, that was like the first song. People were like, bitch, that shit funny, man. Y'all got to do some more. Yeah.
I hate those songs, bro. I have one of those, bro. Because like it was called Friend Named James, and I just got drunk and high or something at the studio.
Son,
put the auto-tune on, freestyle this song, right?
You gonna be mad.
Why?
There's another one.
Motherfucker.
And he's gone.
I'm tired of living in this shithole. I'm tired of it. God damn it.
Yeah, Relic just shot something. He killed that motherfucker.
Dead.
Killed that motherfucker.
I'm gonna send you back to your mother.
Ooh. Yeah, man, we out here laying down bodies, you heard me. Ain't no joke.
Really ain't no joke. I don't play around with that shit.
We don't play around like that.
I don't go into your fucking domain. Right. You stay the fuck out of mine.
Right. Facts.
When a roach walks into my fucking house, he's the kid that just fell into Harambe's fucking pit. All right? I'm about to
And when he means roach, he's talking about black people.
Bitch! I'm tired of this shit!
I'm just joking.
Shut your ass up. Turn this shit off. Tired of this shit.
Hey, man, they got water in there?
Fuck you and your water.
Oh, all right.
Fuck you.
Well.
Fuck your podcast.
Well, you guys, this was a nice episode.
Fuck your wife.
Of Roommates is brought to you by
NPR.
NPR Radio. The soon-to-be sponsor Phillies.
No!
They're going to sponsor us.
If they don't, I'm going to release this tape.
I am. I want $20,000. The salsa one's good.
Yeah, but tomatoes, bro.
No. You didn't say your ex was out of water? Yeah. What the fuck?
And you didn't see me just have to go fight with this motherfucking roach?
Man, that roach didn't whip your ass. Just let a motherfucker beat you.
They got one cold.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely, ladies and gentlemen.
All my life, I had to fight these roaches.
It's been lovely, ladies and gentlemen. You have a great evening. I am going to bed. I am tired. Raphael is being really, 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 really inappropriate.
Sure.
And I'm not trying to end my career before it even begins.
I'm trying to bring your career.
Thus, I quit.
He doesn't quit. He's just going to bed. I'm going to bed too because I have work in the morning.
I quit. I'm putting in my 2 weeks, coach.
That's what?
Meow.
You won't quit.
Oh my God, there's a fucking giant cat in here. Ah! Meow.
I don't know about that part. I don't know where he's coming off of that, you guys. But if you guys enjoy the content, please make sure. You subscribe.
He's coughing up a hairball.
please make sure you subscribe to it. I don't know when the next time we will.
Oh, he ate the hairball.
I don't know when the next time we're going to do this, but hopefully soon.
Never. Never again.
If not, I'll just get someone else.
If he puts this online, I am suing. I am suing. How close to the mic can I get? I'm suing.
Okay.
I feel like John Wick with the stick. 21. Ooh. I got 10 freaking girls on a yacht.
22.
No, we're not doing that. Not no, 22, no, no.
22.
No. 25, 25. No.
2020.
So it was going to be 21. Forever 21.
The clothing store.
If I ever go to a 21 Savage concert, I'm going to hold up a sign that says Forever 21.
Please have a top on for me, too. No, they sell guys' clothes.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Forever 21. That nigga probably look at you crazy.
I love 21 Savage, man.
I know you said that the other day.
21, Kodak, that new Kendrick Lamar album, fucking phenomenal.
Today, is it good?
Phenomenal. Now, it's not like full of bangers like the last album, but it's a very well thought out, well put together project. Right. Yes, I relate to quite a few tracks. It's very.
But you're not black. So how do you relate to it? It's nothing to do with black.
Like, sure. So he has this one called Father Time about daddy issues. And yeah. I feel that. You know what I'm saying? So it's stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the way he.
What? You have daddy issues.
Silent Hill, son, boy.
You had daddy issues?
My auntie is a man now.
Wait, what?
My auntie is a man now. That's another song. Like, he's got a lot.
You're talking about the music. See, you're confusing me
now. No, but it's stuff that you, like, a lot of people can relate to. You know what I'm saying?
So Jackie is a man now.
Jackie's not a man. Jackie's not even my auntie. That's my cousin.
And your cousin?
That's my cousin. That's my prima.
Prima and primo.
Prima, what you say, man?
Fuck you, go to hell.
Jackie, I love you, you know.
Fuck you, asshole.
I'm probably gonna go listen to that tonight then.
Listen to what? Oh, you ain't listening. You gotta go to bed. You gotta work in the morning. Look, we gotta cut this. How we ending? Welcome to Relic and Retro's podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
Good night, folks.
Good night.